We're going to continue now to discuss some other applications of Amir Lenachri, working off the principles that we've discussed so far of Shvus Lishvus, B'makom Mitzvah, B'makom Tzorech / Hefsid. The Mechaber writes as follows in Siman Shin Yudalitz If Zion. Shin Yudalitz If Zion. Chosem Es Shevekelim, if you have a seal on a kli, Kuyon Shita Teva Migdol, a closet, a box. Shakisa shalahem kasher behem bechavel. So the cover is tied with a rope. Yachal atira olachaska besakin ulahatir kliyaso. So you can remove the knot or cut it with a knife or untie it. V'davka keng shiras chavel chayosebo. That's only if it's a kind of knot which is easily removed, which doesn't constitute a malacha. About posachal shall eight vishamatas asalakia ulishwar. But if it's something that actually involves a real act of sira, that would be problematic. Umitamza asilahasir at sirim shikarim gunzish, shakariatevas and nevermaseh. For that reason, if you lose the door to this closet or to this box, you're not allowed to remove the hinges because that would constitute sira. You're breaking the cleat, you're breaking the closet. The Yesh Matir Bazu, Ushviras Posachos, Chel Tevos, Yesh Matir, Vyesh Oser. So he quotes two opinions about the coverings on a Chavis, Vyesh Lahatar Aide Akum, Aide Eino Yehudi. But in that case, you can have it removed by using a Nachri. So what's the issue here? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Vav. Yesh Matir Sfir Lahu De Ein Shayach Sham Stira Klal De Kalim Kamo Shabiyarti Leel De Yesh Rishon Ashe Sovrim Kain V'yafta Mechaber Sasa Mitkila V'sif Zed Gufa V'shviras Posachas V'isser Afilahachi Yehevi Kandasi Yesh Matirim Kizi Lisma Chalei Mahakel Kalpanam Ayayin Yehudi Kamo Shah Messiah. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Aydei Nachri, v'yesh akasa d'dafka behefsa meruba, o shenipas harbe letzarach mitzvah, v'kol zeh b'shviras ha'pasachas v'alutochas ha'pasakin, o b'macha gadol, shari afila del shabai." So whatever the details are, we're talking about what seems to be a Malacha dirabanan that would be mutter ayidei nachri b'makom hefse meruba or tzarech mitzvah. Okay, so there's a comment here of the Eishel Avram Buchach Sivkat and Tzai, and he writes as follows: Nishbar mafteach shel maskir shel eitz shavadalas. So you have a door, and the locking mechanism of the door, the wooden locking mechanism of the door, breaks on Shabbos. V'al yadzeh lo ye'efshu lasis me'yabayis b'Shabbos kodesh. So the door is broken, and you can't leave the house, you can't get out of the door, leaving aside the fire hazard involved, you can't get out of the door on Shabbos because the door is broken. V'azmano yabetachlis hakor, and it was the winter. Ach yesh kemat sakana o sakana sever v'zeh. So there's potential sakana, kol and itzel tzina, it's cold, and there's no heat, there's not enough heat, so to stay in the house on Shabbos is a cheshach sakana. The alkal panim, even if it wouldn't be a sakana because of the cold, dittil sudos shel Shabbos kodesh ayideze, if he's stuck in his house, he doesn't have food, so he's not going to be able to have a sudos Shabbos. Nirashi eshetru lomar shen nachri yasir kol nisgar mevay. So the nachri, you're allowed to tell the nachri, or have the nachri remove the whole locking mechanism. He aims a rakshvus l'shvus. Kidafka sosir amanas livnos hi malacha me'atara kedosha. So the malacha deraisa sosir is only if it's amanas livnos. Mashein kem bazesh, ein das anachri klal, the derech sosir amanas livnos. So he's not interested in rebuilding or reconstructing the store that he's going to break down. The yosir rakmash amun lo listor hachibor da'amisker. He's just breaking or destroying the locking mechanism that will allow you to open the door. But there's no sosra amanas livnos, because there's no intent of rebuilding it afterwards. So we're only talking about a malacha derabanan, ayidei amira lenachri, b'makom hefset, sorasu, the Shabbos, whatever the application. Af. Im af b'chol, hayu eilu shayu mitaknim matea chadash, efshar ein daito amenas livnos, al havedera kilko, v'ula, I'm sorry, scratch that. Okay, so that's the Eishel of Ram. That if we're talking about a case that's really Soser Shalom and Aslidness, it's only Malacha Darabanan, and therefore B'makom Choli, B'makom Sarakadol, B'makom Hefsid, B'makom Mitzvah, there's lots of reliance to have the Nachri break down the lock, or break the lock in such a way, or break the door even, in such a way that will allow you to leave the house on Shabbos. I'm sorry? Why did they go? I mean, the Shavuos, the Shavuos. Right. So Rabbi Zilberstein points out in Malachim of Nayach, page Kuf Nun Tes, beginning on page Kuf Nun Tes, that this may play out in different ways depending on the situation. Meaning, let's say the case is not that the locking mechanism broke, but you lost the key. There's only one key. You lost the key, so you can't get out on Shabbos. But presumably, if you look hard enough, at some point you're going to find the key. So there, that's not so Amanas Livnos. You can have the Nachri break down the lock or break down the door, so it's not Amanas Livnos, because it's not that you're breaking it down in order to rebuild it. You would just as well find the key. It's just inconvenient to wait till you find the key, either because you have to get to shul, or you're in shul and you can't get out of shul, or whatever the tzarech is. So that's, he says, definitely kilkol, and that'll definitely be mutar ayidei nachri. You're not going to call that sos amanas livnos, where under normal circumstances you wouldn't. There's no need to break it to rebuild it. You just have to find the key. It's just you don't have the key, so that's definitely kilkol. But he says, if you have a situation where the locking mechanism itself breaks, and even, let's say, it wasn't on Shabbos, during the week, so what would you do during the week? You'd have to break it in order to reassemble, in order to reconstruct it. So that may be Soser Amanas Livnos, because even without the Shabbos context, that's how you would address the situation. You'd have to break it down in order to rebuild it. So there's more of a concern that maybe that's even a malacha d'oraisa. And if it's a malacha d'oraisa, then there's no heter under normal circumstances, ayidei nachri, unless you have the bala iter that you're going to lie on under extenuated circumstances of sarach abim, or whatever situation you may be inclined to rely on the bala iter. So he says, if it's the kind of situation where even during the week you would just you just make a new key and not need to break it down, so then it wouldn't be sasa minas livnos. And then he says, maybe in that case, where it's sasa minas livnos, if you tell him to break it there, kilkol, in a way that's not going to, if you break it in a way that's going to make it easier to rebuild, that it'll be a malacha d'oraisa. But if you break in such a way that's going to make it more difficult to rebuild, or clearly derech kilkol, without any care, so maybe that would be mutra yidei amir l'nachri. A number of years ago, my grandmother, Hashalom, was hospitalized in Montefiore. I was spending Shabbos there. So Rabbi Chalap, because I guess his shul is right near the hospital. Saidav in Shabbos, Rabbi Chalap's shul, which is since defunct. And Rabbi Chalap always would have a few people with him for Shabbos, and one of his kids was there for Shabbos in the family. So he invited me to come for the Suda after davening. I didn't want to spend so long at the Suda, so I said, I'm going to go back to the hospital. I'll come join a little later on. So I went back to the hospital. About an hour and a half or something later, I figured it's a good time to go over. They'll probably be well into the Suda, And I walk over and the whole entourage is still milling outside of the apartment building. So what's going on? And apparently the key that Rebbe Chalat put in the apartment building was taken, and there's no way to get into the apartment. So they called, or they had someone contact a locksmith to come over to figure out how to open the door. So the guy comes, a few minutes after I got there, the guy comes, Rebbe Chalat starts talking to him, and then he explains what needs to be done. So that's Amir Lenochri, presumably on a Dirabanan B'makam Sarah Gadol, the Shabbos. And then it emerges in the conversation that this locksmith is actually Jewish. So Rabbi Chalap says, I'm sorry, I can't have your helmet here. He says, no, Rabbi, I can pick the lock with the bobby pin, you don't have to worry. So he picks the lock with the bobby pin. Let's say that's not a malacha. And Rabbi Chalap says, but now you can't leave. What do you mean? Well, you're Jewish. I can't let you leave for the rest of Shabbos. Come in, have some shalom. So he's half a boss. Rabbi Chalap says, how much money are you going to make between now and the end of Shabbos? So whatever you're not going to make, I'll pay you. So he comes in, shalom. You can only keep him for so long. Eventually he breaks out. But Rabbi Chalap kept him there for a significant amount of time to minimize the Chil Shabbos on that end. They were talking about he has a kid, maybe get into yeshiva. These things only happen with Rabbi Chalap. This is relevant, the question of breaking down locks or opening locks, to all the modern hotel silos. What do you do if you're in a hotel with electric locks or key locks and non-standard locks? How do you get into your room on Shabbos? And what are the what situations will we be matra mil enochri to get yourself into a hotel room on Shabbos? So there's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelag Yud Simen Kavtes. Chelag Yud Simen Kavtes. So he says it's similar to the shayla that he already dealt with. Are you allowed to have a nochri turn on a fan on Shabbos? So if it's Sar Gadol, it's very hot. Shvus de Shvus, B'makom Tsar, he says that's mutter. So here too, if this is the only hotel that you could stay in, or your mamish down to the wire Erev Shabbos, and you don't have time to find another hotel, and the only one is this problematic kind of a lock, so then, Eilecha Tsar Godel Mizeh, to not have a place to stay on Shabbos, so then, mutter Amir Lenochri, because he's assuming whatever malacha he's doing is only malacha derabanan, but better to do it al yedei remiza, and better you shouldn't even do that. You should arrange with the nachi before Shabbos that when he sees you walk in, he'll go and open the door, so you don't have to have any amira. So b'makom tsar gadol, a significant bittul on a Shabbos, where there's no other option, you're stuck. The only place you can stay, Dayan Weiss says that you can be able to rely on a Amir Lenochri to open the door, but you should minimize the amount of Amira to the extent possible. My friend Rabbi Josh Flug pointed out, I think he might have written an article about this in one of the Torah to Goes a number of years ago, but he says that in most of these situations where you have a hotel room with an electric key, you can, if you tape the card over the door socket, then that bypasses the locking mechanism, and you should be able to get in and out of the room on Shabbos by doing that. So if that's the case, so then that would be better than having to rely on Amir Lenochri. This is obviously a little problem. If no one's going to notice it, so then if someone notices it, then you're back relying on Mila Nachri, which you'd have to do anyway. Yeah.
Isn't that in terms of safety-wise, you know, you have your valuables and everything?
So that's why they have safes.
You have safes.
Yeah, but what about you yourself when you're sleeping there?
When you're... No,
you can lock
from the inside the vault.
Oh, yeah, a manual.
Right.
Yeah.
Rabbi Zilberstein has the following discussion of this in Melachim Amnayich, the Shuas at the end of the Sefer Simen Memches. He has the following Eitzah. He says, if you need the Nachri to open the door for you in the hotel on Shabbos, you should leave a box of candies in the hotel room. and tell the nachri at the front desk that you have something for him, could he come up and get it? And then he'll be very excited to get the candies, and he'll come up and he's opening the door with Sorcho and not with Sorchacha. Now that's not always going to work, because maybe he can't just leave the front desk at will, or maybe he's on a diet, maybe he doesn't like candies, but that's his suggestion, that if you could construct a situation where he's opening it, arguably, with Sorcho and not with Sorchacha, that's definitely better. Rizomisin says that'll be matir even Amir Lenachri Deraisa, meaning if you're concerned that electricity is Deraisa, as people in Bnei Brak may be, then he says that if it's a Sarach Lenachri, that'll be matir even Deraisa. And then he quotes from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv suggested that you should make a tnai with the hotel operator before Shabbos that you're only renting the room on the condition that you can enter it freely on Shabbos without having to use an electric key. And if Achal Pika, they insist that no, the only way to get in is an electric key and we'll open it for you, then they're doing it for their own. That's a das asmo, that's not for you. As far as you're concerned, you want to have a manual key. They insist, and I'm only renting the hotel room, I'm the nas, al das, so you give me a manual key. You don't have a manual key, you want to give me a manual key, that's your problem. You want to open it up for me electronically, that's your problem, but that's a daita dinapshe, and that's not my concern. Okay. What about Amir Lenachri Ayidei Psik Reisha? So that is the Ramah in Simon Reishnu Gimel Sifhei, in the Simon of Hachzara. The Ramah in Reishnu Gimel Sifhei quotes the Trumas Hadeshin about the Taner Beis Acharef, the furnace, the heater. The Ramah writes towards the end of the long Ramah in Reishnu Gimel Beis. Sorry, Reishnu Gimel Hei. The Ramah writes, L'chei Noagim, Sha'einam Yehudim Motziyam Akaderos Min HaTanurim, Shema Amina Behen. So the practice was that you'd have a non-Jew take out the pot from the tanur, Umoshivin Osan Eitzal Tanur Besacharif, and they put it next to the heater, Oalav, or on top of the heater. Umuva'eres HaShivcha Acher Kacha Tanur Hu, and the non-Jewish domestic help would light the heater because Hakol Cholim Eitzal Hatzina, and that's a cholish eimba sakana, so you're allowed to put the heater on if it's very cold, ayidei nachri, even if it's a mlacha deraisa. Vayidei za, kideiros, chozrim, v'nir sachim. Yeah, and then remela, the food would get heat. Meaning that what they would do is they'd have the nachri put the food on the heater when the heater was off, and then they're going to turn the heater on to heat up the house because that's mutter when it's very cold. And the Mela, the pot is already on the heater before they turn the heater on, the Mela is going to heat up the pot. Take a look how the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkata and Sadi Tess. Adil El Kai Perusho, the Kayman Sha'asir Lomar Lane Yehudi Lahachem, you can't tell the Nachi to heat up the food directly. Lakaf Noagim Shaina Yehudi Nosin Atasha Shinaskar Lagami Alatanur, Kodesh Usak. Just lack of shemis. There's nothing wrong. There's no iser in putting cold food on a heater that's off. Kevin she'ein shum eish b'tanur. U'mash shemasek acher kachas ha'tanur. Iker kavanaso eino el lahachim besachar v'shari. The kol cholim heim eitz latzina. V'lo lachayim es hatavshim. V'az avim psikration. It's inevitable. V'gali hatavshish en eskameim memela. So it's inevitable that the food's going to get heated up. Yikal makom, v'amira l'nachri davishvus, d'les v'maisa, lo machmirin ankulei hai, v'shari apiv zikresha. So, when it comes to amira l'nachri, we're makel on a zikresha. So amira l'nachri, ayidei zikresha, would be mutter. Now, in terms of heating up, I don't think we saw this together inside yet, but just take a look at the end of Resh Ayin Vav. Resh Ayin Vav Sif Hei. Ba'aratzos karos mutar le'ini Yehudi lasas medur v'shvilak tanim. In the cold lands, you're allowed to have a nachri light a fire for heat, for ketanim. V'tar magdolim this time in bow. I feel v'shvilak gadolim mutar makor gadol shakol cholim eitzel akor. So it has to be very cold in order to be matar mil nachri on the raisa to heat it up. But if it is very cold, then even for gedolim, that's mutar. So that's the base of the Truma Sadeshen, the Ramah Kosimation of Gimel. You're allowed to have the nachri put on the heat, put on the furnace, because it's very cold and a cold kol and eitzel hatsina. Once that's the case, then you can cheshbin to have the nachri put the cold food on the cold furnace before they heat up the furnace. And even though it inevitably will be heated up, that is a psik resha. So amir l'nachri, a psik resha with amir l'nachri would be mutter. But where is this most relevant? The most relevant in the refrigerator issue. You have the light in the fridge, and you can't access the food because the light is on.
Yeah, but the Truma Sadeshen heter.
Yeah.
Where does it come from? I mean, sounds like
because
you find chazal.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I would expect something like that. There's no amir l'akum by chazal. I said there's no amir l'akum by secretion. Where does the Truma Sadeshen get this from?
Because a malachai de psik reshe is a low-grade malacha, presumably only asur midirabbanan. So then, it's an even lower-grade malacha than your standard malacha derabbanan. That's a super shvus de eim b'maisa. So,
super
stressed animal. Right. So then, Mustaber, that'll be mutter,
Ayyadei
Nachri.
Kind of like the
Achriyad
of the going there, that it's not even.
Right.
It's less than a durable.
Right. Or a lower grade durable.
Right. Lower
grade. Right. So, Kalachriyad, we'll talk about again shortly as well. So that's.
Okay,
but
there is a Magad over here that said that the Yisrael to do this very same thing. So maybe, how do we know the Truma Sadeshen is not going like that? In other words,
Truma Sadeshen,
well, the Mishnah Berurah says there are some,
right?
There are some achroinim. There are some who asking that Yisrael could do this very same thing.
Yisrael, do what? You put it on the right. Put it on the flame, not to light the flame.
The light of the flame is
that's a malacha deraisa.
Yeah, we're not talking about lighting the flame.
Are you talking
lighting
about
the
putting
flame is mutter because of Kol HaShem HaSekhana.
Correct.
We're talking about putting the pots on the stove.
Right, so putting the pots on the stove may not be anything, because when you put it on the stove, it's not...
That's what we're telling you going to put it on the stove. That's what we're mattering here. Right?
Correct.
That's our point for today.
Well, no, our point is... You're correct. Our point is putting... Well,
the pots on the stove before the hadlaka.
Correct.
Right. The hadlaka is mostly because of Kol HaShem HaSekhana.
Correct.
We're allowing because of Amir Lach, we're allowing to put it on the stove. Right? I see in Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Hei that when the Abraham Debedi Ebi Yishna Hatu Atav Shal Waif and Zesh Lach Hamidu Al Ha'esh Marmesh Kim Al Ha'tanur, Yisrael could do that. The Yesh Paiskin, the matter of Filu, the Israel, last soy soy, look at Filu, Mosh Babu, Shem. So, how do we know the
No, things? That's talking about, again, that's unique to Bishul, whether you can, that's a unique Hafzara issue, whether you can be Maxir, Sani, that's Nisvasha Kotsarka, that is Nisan Lagamri, back to the fire.
Yeah, but I mean I know, but I'm just that is the case that the Truma Sadeshen is mattering.
Okay, the Truma Sadeshen is in.
How do we know that he's mattering a bishul deraisa? Maybe he's only mattering a chazorah that Israel could do. Or is this mattering a derbana? Is this mattering a zara? And therefore, how could we learn out from the Trimus Edeshin that you could get a goy to do a... to do a consecration of the raisa? Here we just have a secretion of maybe a derbana of kazar. I don't know. We could matter of secretion of a derisa.
I have to look at the Trumas Hadashim inside again. I have it in front of me now, so let's... I hear the question. So let's try to look at it again afterwards. Okay? Good. So Ramosha has the famous Shuvah, refrigerators, Chelek, Beis, Arachayim, Simen, Samach, Gimel. Chelek, Beis, Arachayim, Simen, Samach, Gimel. He writes, Hine, Kishayesh, Ben, Mekarer, Shinik, refrigerator, or electric, Shinik, Lab, Psychos, Dallas, and Mekarer. So you have a refrigerator with an electric light. And when you close the door of the fridge, it shuts off. And they forgot to remove it before Shabbos. And that's why you should never have a light in the refrigerator. You should always keep it out, because it's inevitable that if you have a light in the refrigerator, at some point you're going to forget to turn it off before Shabbos. So the first thing you do when you buy a refrigerator is take out the bulb. I don't know if in the new fancy ones you can even do that, but I assume there must be a way. Okay. But so you didn't take out the bulb and you forgot to take it out before Shabbos. So obviously you're not allowed to open it on Shabbos yourself, because that's a psigreshe. And it's nichale, because it's nichale to have light in the fridge. But let's say you didn't realize that there's light in the fridge, you didn't realize you forgot to turn it off, and then you opened it up. So you're not allowed to close it, because that's also psikreshe. And even if it's not nichale, then maybe really, it's still aser. And kol shekein, if it is nichale, not to waste the electricity. Okay. So Moshe says that if all your Shabbos food is in the fridge, then you can be matir, allowing the nachri to open it up. And you can have the nachri remove the light bulb, because that way you'll be able to access the fridge again later. That's the hatter of tzarech gadol b'amir l'nachri, even b'malacha d'araisa. He said this is the kind of case that you could... this is the kind of case that you could rely, if necessary, on the Baal Iter to turn off the light.
To unscrew the light bulb.
To unscrew the light bulb, right.
What is the malach of unscrewing the light bulb?
Kibbutz.
Oh, it's not the psik, it's the direct.
Right. Yeah, the two things. Number one, the psik ratio of the light going on. And then number two, if you need to access it later, he says you can have enough, you unscrew the light bulb. And opening the fridge itself, Aydei Nachri, the Psicha Muzra Aydei Nachri, Afke She'ein Sara Kol Kach, even if it's not so critical, Mishim Dekeim and Deinu Miskavin Lahalaka, or Afshim Zekreishe Muzra Lomel Nachri, Ked Isam Magan Avram, Reishayin Zayin Sukadim Zayin, Avalom Rolo She'i Salak Yesa, or Shim Miskavin Lachabos, Uraka She'i Tzar Gadol. So, to be Meiko, for Psikreishe Aydei Amir Lanachri, that you don't even need such a big tzarech for. To be meikal, to have an nachri, unscrew the light bulb, that you need a tzarech gadol.
Before we get to the bigger hector of the Baal Eitor, the Trumas Hadashim mattered for Chamin.
The Trumas Hadashim mattered putting food in the way of the not yet heated furnace that's going to heat it up.
Right, he mattered Chamin, and that's right. For Ikra Suda. And who says the Trumas Hadashim will be mattered the opposite, karim.
What's that mean? Well, it's not a function of cold or hot, it's a function of what are you eating for your suda. The Moshe says, if all your Shabbos food or most of your Shabbos food is in the fridge, so then that's what you want there. Now you just have a small percentage of what you need.
So you have, you have is your cholent and your wine, assuming that your wine is not refrigerated.
Okay, so that's...
So that the rest is in the refrigerator. You have meat and you have in your cholent.
Okay, and what about shashus? Okay, so that's a...
Right, so shashus would be your kresuda.
Yeah, so that's what we said. For other meals also. Whatever, again, that's presumably a case-by-case assessment, what kind of surface is. You have to evaluate that based on what you have. Okay. But it's clear, Rav Moshe's heter, b'malkum sorek gadol, to have the nachui unscrew the bulb, that's presumably only where, it sounds like, only where you want to have access to the nachui later. Meaning if it's your next door neighbor, and it'll be home later, then better to have him come back if you have food, is if you could take whatever you need out of the food now in a way that's not going to spoil, and you want it to open again until the end of Shabbos, great. If not, and the Nachi will be accessible 5 hours later for the next Suda, then better to call him back to open it again than to have him unscrew the light bulb now. Where Ramosha's mantra, unscrew the light bulb, is where you're not going to have access to Nachi later, and you need the food for the upcoming meal. This is Friday night, you need it for Shabbos lunch. So that's what matter. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kom points this out as well.
Usually don't know. I mean, like, you're not going to ask the guy his schedule. You know I mean,
if he's a local Shabbos guy that has a sign on the window, Shabbos guy, so then that's his job, and he's around. Shmir Shabbos, the very beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, in the first footnote. He quotes from Moshe, and in the text of Shmir Shabbos, he passes away, but he quotes in the footnote that Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't so convinced. Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't convinced, this doesn't appear in the second edition of Shmir Shabbos, and then Miluim, that thin volume that he published, Rav Goyver published on Miluim, he has this Ara, and then it was reincorporated into the third volume of Shmir Shabbos, but he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as being unsure. In a situation where every time you open the fridge, the light goes on. So, is that really a classic psikreshe, or maybe that's more of a maisi v'yadayim? Because that's part of the process of opening the fridge. Opening the fridge means that the light goes on. It's almost definitional. As you know that the light's going to go on whenever you open the fridge, and it's all b'chadamach, it's all basach, it all happens at exactly the same time. He said, "Kevin shav oven kavua umituchnan nasei sadlaka rakadei tzichas adeles vakibui nasei rakadei skirasa." That's how it's set up. Asher dechashiv k'osam ais miyadayim ve'enu gedim psikreshe. So where that's all how it's supposed to run, how it's supposed to operate, maybe it's harder to call that a real psikreshe. So he quotes Rishon Zalman as being the fatek of that is hetter, and the sefer Orch of Shabbos. Parakuf Gimel Footnote Kuflam and Aleph, he quotes the same from Rafal Yashiv. But then he says from Chaim Kanievsky that the minhag is to be makel on the refrigerator shayla if you have the light on, to be makel where there's a need to have a nachri open it up and assume that that's a classic segregation which would be mutter b'makom sorech ayidei amira l'nachri. Again, Eitzah Tovah Kaman Shalom, you should never have lights in your refrigerator, then you won't get into this problem. Okay, what about a Malach Kel Achri Yad Al Yidei Nachri? That's a Ging Suvah Stav Samach. So here, Shmir Shabbos has the following observation in Perek Lamed Ha'ara Mem Tes. So does a heter of Amir Lenachri, the Makam Mitzvah, apply to a Malacha Daraisa done in a Kilachar Yad fashion? So Mishnah Brura, Simin Shin Kaf Dalit Sivkatan Yud Aleph, Shin Kaf Dalit Sivkatan Yud Aleph. Shin Kaf Dalet Sif Katan Yud Aleph. What are we talking about? So the Mechaber here is talking about a problem of lush in the context of preparing animal fodder. The Mishnah Brura there writes in Sifkat Yud Yud Aleph, "Bishasad Chak Yesh Lahatir Ayde Eina Yehudi." She'ena Yehudi yiten amayim b'shabbos v'yigabel ayidei shinui. So you could have a nachri prepare the animal fodder in a with a shinui in a kol'achriyat fashion b'makom tzorech. So Shmir Shabbos quotes here. Perek Lamed Sif Katan Ha'ara Memtes. You heard from Shlomo Zalman that since we have the Sugin Tzubis of Tzinur Shalom Bakash Kashim, where the Gemara entertained to be Matur Malacha de Raisa in a Kalachiyat fashion, even Aide Yisrael. So you see from there that a Malacha de Raisa Kalachiyat is lower grade Malacha than a regular Malacha de Rabbanan. And even though we don't pass on the way to allow Yisrael to do a malacha deraisa ayde shino, you know, kalacha yad fashion, b'makom hefsed or sarkadol, but l'inyan amir l'nachri, we could at least consider that a shuvas to shuvas. And that's what the Mishnah Brura seems to indicate, at least in this one context of lush. Okay. What about Amir Lenachri on a Daraisa during Bein Hashmasha? So the Gemara says in Erevin, Lamed Beis on the Beis, Kol Davar Sheyeshva Mishum Shvus, Lo Gozu Lamed Bein Hashmasha. Anything that involves a Shvus was not promulgated during Bein Hashmasha. The context of the Gemara there in Erevin is the context of Erev Tchumen. So, an Erev Tchumen has to be accessible when Shabbos begins. What if the Erev Tchumen is in a tree? Is that considered accessible? So there's an Issur Derabbanan, there's a Shvus of climbing a tree on Shabbos. But if not for the Shvus, then it would be totally accessible. So the Gemara there assumes that if you have an Erev Tchumen, has to be accessible when Shabbos begins. So even if the Erev Tchumen is in a tree, which makes it rabbinically inaccessible, because of this principle of Kol Davar Sheyeshva Mishum Shvus L'Gozla Bein Hashmashos, we consider that to be accessible when Shabbos begins, and therefore it's an acceptable Erev Tchumen. Okay, so that's the context of the Gemara in Erev and Lamed Beis regarding Vei Tchumen. The Rambam writes as follows, Perek Vav Erev in Halachates. Perek Vav Halachates. Aval in this kavi lishbos b'shus hayachid or b'shus harabim v'heiniach eruva b'karmelis. So you intended that your makom shvisa should be in either b'shus hayachid or b'shus harabim, and you put the eruv in a karmelis. So the karmelis is inaccessible from the b'shus hayachid or the b'shus harabim. Oshin is kavi lishbos b'karmelis v'heiniach eruva b'shus hayachid b'shus harabim hareza eruv. So that is a valid eruv tchumen, even though technically speaking it's not accessible when Shabbos begins, because you're in Rosh Hashayachid and the Erev is in the Karmelis, or vice versa. Shebashas kniyas ha'erev shubin ha'shmashos mutra lahosi lahachnis mikol achas mishtei ha'rishiyas ha'karmelis ha'dvar mitzvah, because the Erev Tchumen is nikba at Bein Hashmashos. At Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to violate a Durabbanan, the Rambam says, l'dvar mitzvah. Shekol davar shu midivrei sofrim La gozer la bin ashmashos, b'makom mitzvah, o b'shas hatchak. If anything, that's only Aser the Rabbanon, wasn't Asered Bein HaShemashos. The Rambam says, B'malko mitzvah b'shas adchak. So where the Rambam get B'malko mitzvah b'shas adchak from? The Gemara didn't qualify his statement. The Gemara in Erev and Lamed Beis said, Kol Dar B'Shem Shem Shemashos, L'Gazel Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara didn't qualify that that only applies to a Dvar Mitzvah or a Shas Adchak situation. So where did the Rambam get this from? That restriction of the Rabban with Bein HaShemashos only applies, or the ability to be Mekel and the Rabban of Bein HaShemashos only applies to the Malka Mitzvah of Yishas Hadchak. So the Rishon Rabban by the following, the Ritva, Erevin Lamed Beis and Beis and others, the Ritva is Dibur Maskel Bahamani. They're bothered by the following. The Gemara in Erev in Lamed Beis says, "Kol Dar V'Sheish V'Mishum Shvus L'Gazal Ben Hashmashas." And yet, the Mishnah B'Mem Alikin, that we say every Friday night, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Safi Chashecha, Safi Gena Chashecha, Ein Ma'filin Es HaKelim, Ve'Ein Ma'asrin Es HaVadai. So, Ben Hashmashas, Safi Chashecha, Safi Gena Chashecha, you can't do Tefilas Kelim. Tefilas Kelim is only Nisa the Rabbanan. You can't take Meiser from Vadai, from Tevel. That's also only an Issa D'Rabbana. So, if Kol Dar V'Sheish V'Mishum Shvus L'Gazel Bein HaShemashos, then why is the Mishnah not allow Tefilas Kelim or Hafreshes Meisros during Bein HaShemashos? Yeah. So Rashi in Shabbos there says that that statement of Kol Dar V'She'eva Yeshua B'Shem Shvus in Erevin is the low to Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Tana in Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos Amadalad, holds that there's no heter of, there's no blanket heter of the Rabban's Ben HaShemashos, and the Gemara in Erevin is against that position in Tanoim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi Dibur Maskel Safek. But the Mishnah. So Rashi writes Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Rashi writes Safek Hashecha. You go Bein HaShemashos, Ein Ma'asrin Es HaVadai, Detikun Ma'al Yehu, Af Agav the Shvus Ba'al Mehi, Chasar, Gaz Vav Shvus, Af Al Bein HaShemashos. So the time of this Mishnah holds, I know, we are Gaz Vav Shvusim, even Bein HaShemashos, Udolo Kerevi in the Gemara Ne'erven. So Rashi says, it's Machlokes Tanan. No steer, Machlokes Tanan. The Ritva doesn't want to say that. The Ritva says, if that was the case, the Gemara should have explained that. If this is such a fundamental machlokes tanaim, then you shouldn't discover it by accident. It should have been expressed in a more direct way. So the Ritva doesn't want to say like Rashi. The Ritva says, no, it can't be that it's machlokes tanaim, otherwise you'd expect to find that more explicitly. Rather, the Ritva quotes in the Raivid, the Rashba has this also, that Revi's Kula in Erevin, Kol Dar V'Sheish V'Mishum Shvus L'Gaz Bein HaShemashos, that's limited to the context of Erev. Special Kula by Erev Tchumen, but it doesn't apply B'Chol HaTorah Kula. And that's how the Ritva addresses the Stira. But if you look at the Rambam in Shabbos Kaf Dalet, Rambam Shabbos Kaf Dalet Alach Yud, the Rambam writes as follows: Kol Dvarim Shein Asurim Mishum Shvus Lo Gozro Leim Bein Hashmashos Ela Ba'atzmo Shel Yom Hu Shein Asurim Aval Bein Hashmashos Mutar. Okay, so blanket statement that anything Asur Mishum Shvus you weren't Gozro Bein Hashmashos. V'hu Shiyah Sham Dvar Mitzvah Odochek, as long as it's a Dvar Mitzvah Shachat Chak. So that's consistent with what we saw in the Rambam, Erevin Perivot. Ketzad, Mutalo Bein HaShemashos Lalos Be'ilan, So you're allowed to climb a tree or go for a swim. Lahavi lulav shofar, to bring a chesed shel mitzvah. V'chei mori min ha'ilan ha'mosi min ha'karmelis eir shasa, you can access an eir tchumen. V'chei imaya tarud, the nechbaz, the nisrach ladar reshu mishum shvos ben ha'shmashim ha'zimutzer. So if you have some pressing need to access something through violating an issur d'rabbanan ben ha'shmashim ha'zimutzer, aval lo ha'yasham dochet v'lo d'var mitzvah aser. But if there's no such compelling reason, it remains aser. L'fikach, Aim asinus at vadai, beashmashos, alpha pisha isra frashas, hamaisa vishabas pisha chvos, abal maasrim es hadamai. Therefore, because the shvus is only mutter, babakom, docha, kridvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mafrish from vadai, beashmashos. It says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam's addressing this kasha that we showed him. The Rambam's bothered by the same problem that Rashi implicitly is bothered by, that the Ritvan and the Rashi and the Ravid are bothered by. How do you square the Gemara and Erevin called Davar Shiesh Mishum Shvus Lagazim Ben Shmashos with the Mishum B'mem Alikin that you're not allowed to be Tobel Kalim or Mafrish Tumas Maestros Min Vadei Tevel Ben Shmashos? How do you square that? The Rambam says easy. The whole principle of called Davar Shiesh Mishum Shvus Lagazim Ben Shmashos, that's only where there's a Tzarech Gadol, where there's a Tzarech Mitzvah. And the case in Bema Malikin is where there's no such Tzarech Gadol. You have other food to eat on Shabbos. So that's where the Rambam got this carve-out from, or this qualification, that the Hefter of Shvus Ben Hashmashos is limited to Makom Mitzvah or Shas Hadchak. Okay. So how does this apply to Amir Lenachri? Amir Lenachri, yes, Shvus. So this is Sivan Shin Mem Beis in Shulchan Aruch, which is all of one Sif. Mechaber writes, Kol Advarim Shem Asur Midirei Sol from Lagaz V'Leyam Ben Hashmashos. V'hu Shiesham Dvar Mitzvot Docha, Ketzad. Mutu Lo Ben Hashmashos V'alos V'ila Nu Lashon Apnei Mayim La V'lulav, etc. So that's all Lashon Rambam. U'mitam Zeh, Mutu Lo Mar Ben Hashmashos Eidu Yehudi L'halot Lo Ner V'Shabes. And for that reason, you're allowed to tell a Nachri during Ben Hashmashos to light a candle. Where there is a Tzarech Gadol. What about Ben Hashmashos Motzai Shabbos? So does the Heter apply equally to Motzai Shabbos as to Leil Shabbos? The Berlocha discusses this here in Dibur Maskil Ben Hashmashos. Berlocha here points out that it's Mefurish in Rashba. Mefurish in Rashba there in Shabbos Amud Dalet, that the same kula applies to Motzai Shabbos as Leil Shabbos. However, Mishabur is not convinced that you could be makel that way across the board. Take a look at Reish Samach Aleph Sifkat and Kaf Gimel. Reish Samach Aleph Kaf Gimel is there. The Mishabur says Abubako Mitzvah Moshe Shabbos, you could be makel. He said be careful not to, but Moshe Mitzvah, you could be makel. That's what we discussed previously, the Nod Bihuda, that the Mishmur was supported, who was not a fan of lighting candles during the Elah, Ben Hashmasha, Ali Dei Nachri, Ben Hashmasha is at the tail end of Yom Kippur. But a regular Moshe Shabbos, there might be more to be makel about with Tzarech Gadol. What is the Shir Ben Hashmashos where we would be Matir Amir Lenachri Ana Daraisa? So Moshe writes two things in two places. Chelek Dalid Simen Samach Beis, paragraph beginning of the Inyan Akula. Chelek Dalid Simen Samach Beis, he writes, in New York, it's up to 40 minutes. So Moshe held that by 50 minutes is Vader Ben Atam in New York. So Moshe writes that Ben Hashmashos, for this purposes, of Bimei Kaladei Milanachri, goes up to 40 minutes. in his Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, printed at the end of Rabbi Eider's English Shabbos book, reprinted in Chelet Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet Osmem, Chelet Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet Osmem, he writes 30 minutes. That's in New York. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Karp, Hilchos Shabbos v'Shabbato, Perek Lamed Dalet Ha'aravav, quotes from Rav Yashiv that in Eretz Yisrael is 15 minutes. Was considered Sarah Gadol to be Matar Mila Nachri and a Derisa Ben Hashmashos. The Mishabura writes, Rei Samach Aleph Sivkatan Tezayin. Rei Samach Aleph Sivkatan Tezayin. That if a person forgot to light a Yahrzeit candle before Shabbos, that since it's something, question the Marshal, since it's something that people are very nizer about, so that could be considered tzarach gadol. If you're the kind of person that would be bothered by the lack of a yahrzeit candle, you could have enough, you light the yahrzeit candle for you on Friday night ben hashmashos. That's what he writes in the Shaar Tzion, Shin Mem Beis, the Katan Hay. Of course, there's Marshal there as well. Relevant as well to Shabbos candles themselves. If you forgot to light Shabbos candles, you could have a Nachri light the Shabbos candles for you, Ben Hashmashos, as well. Take a look while we're here at the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot in Zion, Shimon Bei Zion. Near B'Shabbos. Hai B'Shabbos, Artsalom, Shayad, Likteka, Ben Hashmashos, Tzorach Shabbos. So you can have the Nachri light, if there's no light, you can have them turn on the light, Ben Hashmashos, for Shabbos. You can't tell a Ben Hashmashos to light it in 3 hours. You can only have him light during Ben Hashmashos. I feel in Dishim about Yom. And that we know. Even if you tell him before Shabbos to light on Shabbos. So if it's Bittel Onik Shabbos, that could be Mutter as well. Look at the Shaar Tzion Ches. Came inside the primogadim, mishum du tarvid and mitzar mizah. With the emes near sheish lahatir, afim eno tarvid mizah. Came as you was anig mizah b'shabbos, havi tarach mitzvah, kumashik asati b'ralacha. That tzarach on a Shabbos to be matur the raisa bein hashmashos as well. Rav Zilberstein has the following in page Tzadi Gimel. He says it's erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. You're on the way to shul, and you see there's a big pashtavil plastered on the wall. That's a mevazeh someone. So he says that you're allowed to have a nachri come and remove the ben hashmashos to prevent the bizayon or the offense that would be taken by someone who has a smear campaign against him and all the posters. Do you think that's another application? Even if removing it would involve malacha deraisa, that would be mutter as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and I will be neither put up some more marmakamas now for next time. I think we've more or less finished the more marmakamas I gave you today.